This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Paul Rasmussen, and looking at the radar, Paul, substantial area of rain that stretches all the way basically across the entire state and then south just off the coast to Myrtle Beach. And so it looks like it's going to be a very wet morning commute. And we'll check in the next half hour and see what the potential is for flooding, as we'll see what the AccuWeather forecast calls for over the next few days. President Donald Trump touched down in Saudi Arabia, and he has a very busy schedule. CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
The president has an ambitious agenda, to say the least, during this visit. His priorities include dismantling Iran's nuclear program, ending the war in Gaza, and keeping oil prices down. It all begins this morning in Saudi Arabia, with parts of the trip still unscheduled.
Today, President Donald Trump meets with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Riyadh. The main focus, business investment. Later, President Trump also attends an investment summit with executives expected from several major companies, including NVIDIA, Citigroup, and Uber. The president will also visit Qatar and the United Arab Emirates this week.
Thank you very much.
Ahead of the trip, the president doubled down on defending plans to possibly use a luxury jet donated by Qatar, calling it a gift to the Defense Department.
I could be a stupid person and say, no, we don't want a free, very expensive airplane. But I thought it was a great gesture.
President Trump also hinted that he might take a detour to Turkey if Ukrainian and Russian officials move forward with high-stakes peace talks there on Thursday.
I was thinking about actually flying over there. There's a possibility of it.
Those comments made as the president signed an executive order setting a 30-day deadline for drug companies to lower their prices to levels similar to those charged in other wealthy nations, or else they could face steep caps in Medicare payments.
Big Pharma will either abide by this principle voluntarily or will use the power of the federal government.
On trade, President Trump says he plans to speak to China's President Xi Jinping as soon as this week, after his administration announced a deal Monday for both to slash tariffs by 115% for the next 90 days.
President Trump sees an increase in oil production as a crucial step in lowering costs and inflation for average Americans. He also believes lower oil prices could help put an end to Russia's war in Ukraine.
CBS's Naomi Ruckham. And Paul, Right after your news update at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to the founder and owner who's a pharmacist at Blueberry Pharmacy, a family-owned pharmacy here in Pittsburgh, and get kind of a sense of what they're hearing, how this change in prescription drug prices might help or hurt. I don't know.
To what degree it hurt Rite Aid, too, is significant to me. They're closing down dozens, right, almost four dozen stores in our area. I walked into the Rite Aid in my neighborhood a few days ago, and the shelves are bare. I mean, there's barely any inventory there.
That indicates that they're not, you know, taking any more.
Yeah, they stopped buying stuff.
Or very little.
Right.
And
in Derry Township, as we heard from Paul Alexander in our top of the hour news, Derry Township is losing their Rite Aid. It's the only pharmacy there in that Westmoreland County borough.
You kind of create a, you know, you've heard of, what do they call it, food deserts. Well, there could be prescription drug deserts in parts of the region where people would have to, you know, you really rely on your neighborhood pharmacy when you are trying to get whatever it is from your doctor. And if you can't get it there and you got to drive, you know, half hour or so, it can be pretty inconvenient. Of course, there are options where they have mail. You know, you can get some of your medications mailed to your home or dropped off.
I have mine all mailed to my home now.
Oh, really?
With one exception.
Yeah, so interesting to get a pharmacist's take on what all this might mean. And we'll do that coming up at the bottom of this half hour. And CBS analysts find that the U.S. only reduced its emissions by 17% from 20 years ago. The country's stated goals when it signed the Paris Agreement in 2015 was to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 26 to 28%. We've fallen short at 17%. And that climate report just came out today.
How much have they been reduced in the last 20 years? What were they 20 years ago compared to today?
It says it only reduced emissions by 17% in the last 20 years. The goal was 26%.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's hard. Let's be honest. It's hard for us to measure. You know, you're going through your daily, whatever your routine is. Like Marty says, you know, Monday goes to Tuesday. You're not thinking about emissions necessarily as a citizen individually every day. But it's something I think most people are cognizant of is important. It's just, what can we do about it is always the question. So, speaking of which, we'll check on traffic and take a look at the AccuWeather forecast. Top stories driving the day's news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. I was at a function last night, and one of the questions of people gathered was, what was the best concert you ever attended? And a few people said, well, you know, Bruce Springsteen, the Boss. I've seen him a few times in different venues. What's your favorite concert of all time?
Well, that's a hard one to answer. I'm going to say...
That you attended.
Yeah. I'm going to say the Rolling Stones in St. Paul, 1980, 81. Yeah.
Aaron?
Well... There was a time, you guys will laugh, where I did not miss when Drake would come to Pittsburgh.
Oh, why?
So Drake,
he's
but
a talent.
Also, he's a great performer, but it might be Taylor Swift. She is insane. I cannot make this up. She is an insane. She puts on a really amazing show.
How about that? A couple summers ago, back to back, 72,000 people each night. I don't know that we'll ever see that again at Acrisure.
Yeah.
Back to back like that.
I wish maybe a drone could have captured from the sky. That would have been cool to see.
Next hour, you're going to find out about a new venue in the region near Nemacolin. It's called Timber Rock. And they have a list of shows this summer. We'll tell you about that. And you may find this disturbing, but I want to share it anyway. Apologies to the parents of Gen Z who want to become grandparents and are getting anxious A study revealed that half of young Americans already consider themselves parents to their pets. The survey found they think of them as their literal human child. Researchers discovered that 1 in 6 millennials consider their dog or cat more like a brother or sister, too. The one thing they can all agree on is that their pets make their lives better. You don't have a pet, do you, Erin?
No, I grew up with pets, but Vinny and I do not have a pet at this time.
You want one?
Yeah, I always say that I want a dog, but there's this looming... When you go out of town, I don't want to get a dog until I can set the dog up correctly, you know? Because you do love them so much that you don't want to think about them in a cage for hours.
Well, that's when you dump them all. I mean,
to a friend's house,
yeah.
For sure. Or take them to a doggy hotel.
Paul, do you think you'll be a pet owner again? I know it's tough when you lost your last little buddy.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things that go with this, and Aaron's touched on one of them. I did not like leaving my pet alone for many hours at a time, so I had a dog walker come by and interrupt the routine in the middle of the day.
Right. Smart. But
there's also the expense. Having a pet now is very expensive.
Right.
And that part of it is, if I do have a pet again anytime soon, it's going to be because I'm liquid enough to handle all the emergencies that come along.
Right.
I mean,
and that must be why people say it's like their little child. My sister works at a vet clinic, and she does say it's expensive.
I'm on the verge of losing our dog.
Yep.
And it's like a little black cloud that follows you. Because you know it's coming, and you've had it happen before, and it's a gut punch.
It's hard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very hard.
It really is. Would you ever consider a flying car? How about this? There is one mass-produced now that can convert into a plane in under 2 minutes. It's the world's first mass-produced flying car. The wings fold out, and you can drive yourself to an airport, then fly away. It looks like a Lamborghini with a long tail and propeller in the back, but it's going to take a Brinks truck to own one. Air car is a cool million. But you can get a lease on that.
That would be for crying out loud.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, if you're going to spend that kind of money, you might as well just go ahead and wet lease an airplane.
Right.
You know, it'd be cheaper.
Gee, that would be smart, Paul. That's the one thing that Warren Buffett said, because he's pretty modest for being a multi-billionaire, but he can't give up his jets. Understand?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has, and most people now, depending on the new model of your car, has the automatic shutoff feature when you're at a red light?
It annoys the stew out of me. And I have to stop and turn it back on when it's time for air conditioning weather.
Well, there you go.
I mean,
right there. You got it.
If you sit for very long, then the air conditioner goes off, and then you get that stink that goes along with the feeling of the growing humidity and the heat. Oh, don't get me started on this one.
I don't know what's in your car.
And I've looked for a way to just shut it off completely, but there's only one way apparently to do it in our vehicle. This is the only thing that annoys me about this vehicle, is that I have to reach down and push that button to cancel this whole on-off thing.
Some don't have that option. It just does it.
Yeah.
And this isn't the car manufacturer's fault. It's your government, the EPA. So many drivers have complained about this mandatory stop-start engine regulation that the EPA is considering getting rid of them. It's especially a pain, to your point, in the summer, Paul, when you got the AC rolling, and then all of a sudden you don't even realize, why does it stink in here? I don't know about the stink. Do you have stink in your car?
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I try to keep it fresh.
when the compressor is off,
right?
Then and there's still a fan blowing,
right?
Right. It's going to. It's
oh,
gonna,
that's fair.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's that weird smell. It's I guess stink is not a good word, but
ooh, that smell. How about this, though? The EPA's own data shows it reduces fuel consumption between 7 and 26%, which actually saves you a lot of money.
And emissions.
Collectively.
We can talk about the emissions part of it.
Oh, that. This is the Big K Morning Show. On his way to Saudi Arabia, President Donald Trump signed an executive order and giving the drug companies 30 days to lower prices. And we thought we'd reach out to a local pharmacist who has a business model of his own, and he is the founder of Blueberry Pharmacy in Westview, Kyle McCormick. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you again. First, before we get into what you might anticipate with this executive order, why is your model different from so many other pharmacies? Can you kind of walk us through the highlights of that?
Sure. Thanks for having me on to explain all this. Our pharmacy, Blueberry Pharmacy, operates through what's called a cost-plus model. We actually take the price we buy medications at, no rebates, true acquisition cost, and just add on a dispensing fee for our labor, our pharmacist time, our technician's time, our knowledge, you know, 6 years of school. And that's the price out the door for the patient. So no involvement of insurance, and often that leads to actually cheaper copays. One of the highlights of this week is a generic drug called Brilinta. A lot of patients, Medicare, even after they get out of the deductible in Medicare, some plans like WellCare, the $107 a month copay for that medication. We bought that drug for Reddit around $10 to $11. Add on a $10 dispensing fee, so out the door, patients pay just $21 for that medication. So it allows patients to get lower prices, a more convenient service, not having to worry about tiers or formularies or all the other stipulations that insurance companies put in between getting prescriptions for patients. So it's a lot more transparent model for pharmacy.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people, Kyle, even knew that existed. I thought a lot of people just assumed a pharmacy is a pharmacy, and you show the traditional model looks like extraordinarily complicated process just to get a single drug.
It is, yeah, and to be honest, we didn't really innovate anything. This is how pharmacy looked like prior to the 1970s, when really insurance kicked in and started changing things. And you know, for good reason, there were a lot of brand name drugs that were coming to market throughout the 90s and early 2000s, and so insurance did play an active role. And now 90% of drugs are generic and very inexpensive. You know, average acquisition costs on 30 count of something in a pharmacy is typically around $3.79, less than a cup of coffee. So really, you know, there's no real way that insurance can make that cost, true cost, any lower than $3.79. So it doesn't really have as much of a role anymore because drugs, 90% of them are very inexpensive. But the executive order was about those expensive ones, the other 10%, the brand name drugs.
And so before we get into that, just one other quick question about generic drugs. We're with Kyle McCormick, founder and pharmacist, Blueberry Pharmacy in Westview. So Kyle, when somebody says we have the generic version of that, some people hesitate as if it's not the same. If it's a generic version, it's the same ingredients. Is that correct?
That same active ingredient, that is correct. It's been shown to be bio, what we call bioequivalent. Now, there are differences between manufacturers, and I often counter with, you know, a brand manufacturer versus a generic. We're just talking one manufacturer is different than another. We're just talking a difference of manufacturers, not active ingredients. So somebody should, for the most part, tolerate a generic just as well as a brand, but there are patients who, you know, react differently to the different excipients, what we call the inactive ingredients in medication. So you know, I don't discredit somebody that has tried out a generic and says it doesn't work as well for me. You know, there is some truth to that. So, but I don't like framing the brand as better than a generic just because we actually have patients who they do better on a specific generic manufacturer than they do on a brand name product. So it's really a difference in manufacturing, but the active ingredient.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Themselves are the same, just those inactive ingredients.
Well, then individually, a good question to ask your pharmacist. All right, Kyle, this executive order from the president about reducing drug costs, what do you hear? What's trickling down to us, the consumers?
Yeah, I think the overview of it is that the biggest portion of it is what's called most favored nation clause. And essentially, what this means is that from my understanding, about 30 days, manufacturers have to offer the U.S. the same prices as it offers the rest of the world. And as highlighted in the executive order, we pay anywhere from, in reality, 2 to 3 times the rest of the world on these medications, these brand name medications. Now, list price, what consumers see, it actually could be anywhere to 10 times what the rest of the world pays. I don't know if it was during the actual executive order announcement, but in the news a lot, we see what are called GLP-1s, these weight loss medications,
right?
Things like Ozempic, Wegovy.
Right.
And the list price on those is about $1,000 per box or per month. And the reality is, and the CEO of Novo testified in front of Congress, that 74 cents of every dollar of that is actually money that goes in a form of a rebate to the pharmacy benefit manager, the middleman that's insurance company related. So the true net price of that is only $250, but the consumer doesn't get to see that. So hopefully by having the U.S. see what other countries pay and be able to buy at that price, we essentially eliminate these rebates that cause these artificially inflated drug prices in America.
Pharmacy benefit managers created by the insurance companies in another profit center, as I understand it, and they have gag orders where they can't talk about their deals publicly, is what I understand from inside. But it'll be interesting to see how it trickles down. I like your model, though, Kyle, and appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for having me on to explain it.
Kyle McCormick, founder and pharmacist at Blueberry Pharmacy in Westview. Right now, 62 degrees, but let's go to meteorologist Joe Lundberg for some details about how much rain we're going to get. Joe, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Larry.
Yeah, this area of showers stretches all the way down to the Carolinas and covers almost the entire state of Pennsylvania right now. So how much rain are we anticipating?
It's not going to be a heavy rain, but I think we're going to get an easy third to a half an inch of rain across the area during the day today. And areas to the east, really into the Laurel Highlands, I think you could double that, probably more like an inch of rain in some places. That's where we actually have flood watches out for today and into tonight. But this is all part and parcel of an upper-level low-pressure area over the Tennessee Valley, and it's just circulating the moisture at us. It's not coming, if you noticed, from west to east. It's actually coming right from the southeast back into our area.
That's why it's so mild right now. But it's going to be cooler than yesterday, and I see we end the week in the mid-80s.
Yeah, and what's not stated in there is severe weather concerns. I think there's some severe weather threat probably Thursday night. There's going to be a tremendous surge of heat into the nation's midsection, and I think as a frontal system tries to charge eastward, something's got to give, and I'd be worried about severe weather at some point Thursday night, and there could be a thunderstorm or two around even into the day Friday, even Saturday. I think there's a risk for a thunderstorm before maybe we get a dry day on Sunday.
Appreciate the update, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome, Larry.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Coming up, our top three stories with Paul Rasmussen next.
It's underway on the North Shore. Visit Pittsburgh's Jared Bocker did the honors.
Pittsburgh is on the clock.
Yeah. And that's all he had to say. 345 days and counting till the NFL draft comes to the city of Pittsburgh.
Rite Aid will be closing 47 stores soon, while the rest of them will be sold off eventually.
Rite Aid is in bankruptcy again, and one of the effects of this is the residents in Derry Borough, Westmoreland County, will be without the community's only pharmacy when it closes.
Yeah, this is a real mess, potentially, for a lot of people.
We have empty store shelves in many of the Rite Aid locations. They haven't been restocking in the last several weeks or months. So in my neighborhood right now, there's not only this Rite Aid that apparently will be closing any day now, but across the street, there's an old Walgreens location that's now one of those dollar stores.
You wonder what happened to all these people.
This is off one of the busiest roads in Butler County.
Yeah.
And then we had just a moment ago, we had the owner of Bluebird Pharmacy talking about the potential effects of these new lower prices that the president's calling for.
We'll see how it unravels, but that whole system, something's not right.
And then, are we going to learn today when the Steelers are playing in Dublin and which team they'll take on?
Yes, we will. Now, the official full schedule will be released tomorrow night at 8. However, they're leaking some games. And the rumor is that they're going to leak this game in Dublin, and the Steelers will find out the date and the opponent. Rumors had it as Green Bay. Some are saying Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the Steelers, we know who they're going to play at Acrisure, one of those games. So those are the teams that are in play. And we hear it's going to be a team from the NFC. So we shall see.
And you trust your sources on this one?
I do.
Okay.
I'm going with 100% you will know today. If not, I won't be here tomorrow. Yeah, soggy Tuesday start to this day, and we are anticipating hearing when the Steelers and who they will play in Dublin, Ireland, as part of the NFL's leak policy. Officially, though, 8 o'clock tomorrow, they'll release all the NFL team schedules.
Just when you thought, Larry, that they couldn't find any other ways to have a buildup, now the leaking thing.
It's unbelievable.
They really do a number on it.
And marketing brilliance, really, on their part. Last week, the governor made an announcement about, you may have heard, the $600 million that was going to be spent around the state. And a good portion of that's coming here to the tri-state area. Joining us is the president of RIDC, and that is Dr. Don Smith. Doc, and you can see President Smith on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Good morning, Larry. Doing great. Maybe dreary outside, but it's sunny in New Kent.
Yeah, so let's talk about what's going on in New Kensington, because this is an area that really needed a shot in the arm, and this is a great opportunity.
it really is a great opportunity. We're really thankful to Governor Shapiro, Secretary Siger, and all the tremendous support we've had from Senator Pittman and Representative Cooper to get this moving. But New Canton really once was a really prosperous manufacturing area, shopping area, and we've seen some signs of life as it starts to come back. But what we've been able to do in partnership with Jason Rigoni and his folks at Westmoreland County Industrial Development Corporation is take over the old Alcoa site on the river and really start to invest heavily to bring it back and attract those great manufacturing jobs to New Canton.
And what manufacturing jobs would that be since aluminum is no longer there?
Well, I mean, I'd say our marquee tenant right now is a company called Rebuild Manufacturing. It's an advanced manufacturing company that is setting up shop in one of the buildings that we've already renovated on the site. This PA site's funding will help us renovate what we call buildings 37 and 38. So as you drive across the New Kensington Bridge, this is the buildings that are right up against the bridge. Some really good manufacturing buildings. And we are talking to companies that are making things from, batteries to hydrogen makers to other kinds of energy technology. And I think the synergies with Rebuild there on the site really bode well for the future of New Kent.
Don, what is the timeline on this work?
Well, we're going to do the design work. We've already started it, and then we'll get started right away. We want to make sure that this building, which is 100,000 square feet, and it's a really good manufacturing building. It has some high bay space, some cranes, as well as some mezzanine office space. We want to start on this this year and really get it fixed up and get a tenant in there creating high-quality jobs. We're also doing some site prep adjacent to this building where we've taken down some of the really dilapidated buildings on site to make way for a big new manufacturing facility that would complement the current building and allow us to go after maybe some of those bigger manufacturing companies.
And Don, we're talking about a region there, as I mentioned, needed a good shot in the arm. What about this whole talk that we hear about artificial intelligence and power generation, and we're going to need to do a lot of infrastructure work to support this? How does that fit in?
Well, it's absolutely critical for our region. I mean, we're very lucky we have Carnegie Mellon, the number one AI university in the world. And we also have the University of Pittsburgh and Penn State and WVU. We have so many great universities that are contributing to this. So we have the intellectual horsepower, but we need the actual power to promote data centers, to promote these AI companies and all the computational capacity that they need. And so, developing, thankfully, we have the second largest reserves of natural gas in the world. So we have the feedstock there. We just need to get out of the way and get these power generation stations built, like the one that they've announced in Homer City.
I'm curious if you have sensed, based on outside sources reaching out to you, Don, saying, hey, we hear you got some really exciting things going on in the region for the future. How can we get involved?
Absolutely. We're seeing interest from a number of data center operators, but I think even more importantly for the region, we're seeing some really interesting AI companies spin out of Carnegie Mellon or Pitt or to take advantage of the opportunity to work with UPMC. And so we are getting calls from companies. We are also actively targeting with our partners at the Allegheny Conference outreach to companies around the world and around the country in AI to say, hey, we can deliver power. We have the intellectual horsepower. We have a great quality of life and a good workforce. Come take a look at Pittsburgh. And we're confident that message will resonate here over the next months and years.
Really appreciate your time this morning and good news, especially for New Kensington. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Larry. Really good stuff coming.
All right. Dr. Don Smith, who is the president, CEO of the RIDC. For those that don't know, it's the Regional Industrial Development Corporation, and their mission is to do what Don's just talking about, attract and promote business in the region. Every Tuesday at this time, we check in with another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care here. And here in the Butler area is Dr. Veronica Vezani, who is a family medicine specialist in the Zelian Opal office of Independence. Zelian Opal, Doc, is such a cool little town. It's like a Norman Rockwell painting, isn't it?
It very much is.
And your office, or you spend the time there, and we wanted to talk with you about something that we've talked to our veterinarian friend, Dr. Mike, who's up in that area just south of you, who deals with ticks, and it seems the proliferation in this region over the last few years has been significant, and that Lyme Disease Awareness Month is May, and there are a lot of ticks out there. So kind of step us through, first of all, what is Lyme disease?
Sure. Lyme disease is a condition that we get from a bacteria that's called Borrelia burgdorferi. It's a bacteria that normally is not meant to be in a human host. So it's passed on to us by the Ixodes ticks. And the Ixodes ticks are the ones who are most likely to be able to carry the Lyme disease. Other ticks carry different kinds of diseases, but not typically Lyme disease because they don't have the right vector. But the deer, it's also known as the deer tick. It's known as the black-legged tick. And normally they live in the floor of the forest floor under the leaves where it's very moist. And they are living within the mice and the voles and the birds. But then we come by as the human and they want a blood meal. And instead of getting it from the mice or the voles or in later stages from the deer, they climb up on us. They sense our carbon dioxide. They sense our warmth. They climb up onto us and then they find a nice soft spot to attach. They attach and then they take some of our blood. And we are in the wrong place at the wrong time.
This sounds like a horror movie. But it happens each and every day. And, you know, I've been on the planet a while. I don't ever remember getting a tick as a child. And I know there are a lot more of them now. And I got my first tick this year, about five weeks ago. I was walking in North Park and, you know, it was a grassy area. And apparently we sat down for a little while on a bench. And then didn't notice it. And this was during the day. By the time I got home and was about to go to bed, I noticed what looked like a little fuzz ball just above my knee in my leg. And when I went to flick it, the legs wiggled and it freaked me out, to be honest with you. And I tried to remember all those things Dr. Mike, the veterinarian, said to do, you know, put a little, I think he said Dawn soap on it to kind of walk us through what you tell people before.
Right. So now you have a tick bite and it's like, okay, now what? Well, the big thing is to remove it. And you want to get a firm grip on it, whether you do it with tweezers or your fingers, you get a firm grip way down at the very bottom. There's also something called a tick twister. There's different devices out there. All of them are good. And you use gentle, steady traction. That's the biggest thing, is just the steady traction and the tick will eventually let go. And, you know, it sometimes wants to hang on, and or it's in a location where you can't get to it or you can't see it correctly because you got bifocals and you're trying to look under them. So you want to get medical help in that situation just to be able to get it removed. The longer it's on, the higher the risk of transmission. So you want to get it removed and then use alcohol to clean the spot.
Well, in this case, I was a little too aggressive and the head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Popped off. Then I had to have surgery at home. Not medical, but the whole time I'm thinking Lyme disease, what do I do? So eventually dug it out and cleaned it, to your point, alcohol. And then I'm thinking, am I going to get Lyme disease? How would you know?
Sure. So a tick that's been attached less than 24 hours really has, in the studies, has not shown any transmission. It really needs to be on at least 48 hours. And it will typically be engorged. And it needs to be a deer tick, like we said. The deer tick are the very small ticks, less than 3 millimeters. There's actually a research lab in Pennsylvania that you can send your tick for free to get it identified and to see if it carries the bacteria that can cause it. So what you really want to do is, if you have the mouth part still involved, it used to be that we said you got to get them out. Now that's not the case anymore, because the body will reject them. And it's not the mouth parts that actually contain it. It's the saliva from the tick. And as long as you've gotten the tick destroyed off of your body, the mouth parts will eventually come out.
As you know, we're with Dr. Veronica Bizzani. This makes people nuts. And I know, you know, I had a sense of that, because you get a little panicky feeling thinking, I'm going to get this Lyme disease. And I know enough people that have had that. So after the fact, how does Lyme disease first present for a patient?
So yes, for Lyme disease, it usually will present within the first week to 3 or 4 weeks. And you usually have fever, headaches. You're going to just not feel well. You might get a rash that's that erythema migrans we talk about, which is that bullseye rash, but it doesn't always look like a bullseye. It can just be a red enlarging rash. All tick bites will get a reaction around it. You might have noticed that you had like a red ring around it. That's not Lyme disease. That's a reaction to the tick. Your body's angry. You might scratch and itch for weeks. I mean, I've had tick bites that just were itchy for weeks. And that's typically the very early presentations. And if we get the tick bite and we have knowledge of it and it's been on for more than 48 hours and you had it less than 72 hours ago, we can treat prophylactically with antibiotics. We can use a course of antibiotics that is just to keep the bacteria from spreading in your system. But if it's been on there longer, or if it was more than 72 hours since you had the tick bite, the prophylactic antibiotic won't work anymore.
Oh, boy. I don't know that I feel a whole lot more comforted overall.
So the good news is we can do testing. You know, the body will develop antibodies. We can do testing at about 4 weeks or so. And that's what I always leave as a backdrop to people. And Lyme disease is very treatable. So if you start to develop symptoms, seek help. If you have symptoms and you're like, oh, I just don't feel well, I don't know if I'm coming down with something, see a doctor. That's the easiest answer.
Lyme Disease Awareness Month, Dr. Veronica Bizzani, really appreciate your time and conversation. Thank you, and keep up the great work there in Zeeley and Opal.
Thank you so much. Remember, prevention is the best cure.
Amen. Believe me, I don't want another tick bite.
No.
Brought to you by Independence Health System, Expert Care, Kansas. They're coming with Jefferson Starship. at the Timber Rock Amphitheater in the Laurel Highlands. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show is Brian Drusky, the president of Drusky Entertainment. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry.
Big day.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
Big day for you. So, full disclosure, Aaron, you'll love this. Brian was the only intern I had on my morning television show, KDK, when I was working with Shumway. And we obviously guided Brian to another career. It worked out for him.
Right.
Because you've been doing concert promoting for 20 years now, right?
Yeah, 20 years on my own. And I worked for DeCesar Engler 10 years before that. So it's been over 30 years now.
Yeah, I'm really excited for you and proud of you. You've done extraordinarily well. So I'm glad you're with us today to talk about Timber Rock Amphitheater. And this is your little preview today. I know the media will be up there, so people will be able to see. And it's located near Nemacolin, if that's definitely a place that people are aware of, although they're not officially together. But I'm sure they're happy that you guys are going to be there all summer, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm not sure if they're happy or not, but I mean, I wouldn't see why not, because we're pretty close. And, you know, it's a great, I don't know if you've seen the pictures, if you go to the website, Timber Rock Amphitheater, it's a beautiful amphitheater. You know, it's built nicely, and, you know, it's a natural amphitheater already, and they built stands right down the road, and I mean, right down the hill, and it's a big stage, and we have an exciting summer coming up.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the artists. I played a little Beach Boys music. I know they're coming at the end of the month already, which is actually right around the corner.
Yeah, I know, a couple weeks now. Yeah, Beach Boys are Friday, May 30th. Then right after that, we have Trace Adkins on June 5th. Go back to the 80s a little bit with Warrant, Lita Ford, and Firehouse on June 6th. And John Anderson from Yes, on July 5th. Big Country Show with Lee Bryce on July 10th. Little family event, Taylor Swift Tribute Act, Taylorville on July 12th.
There you go, Aaron. You could get the Taylor Swift tribute. She loved Taylor Swift a couple of summers ago at AquaSure. But go ahead. Who else you got on the marquee at Timber Rock?
Do a little country bluegrass with Old Crow Medicine Show on July 18th. Billy Currington with Restless Road on August 8th. As you mentioned already, Kansas and Jefferson Starship was just announced yesterday, Saturday, August 23rd. And Pittsburgh Zone, Gabby Barrett, Saturday, September 6th. And few more getting announced here soon, just not ready to pull the trigger on a couple, but there'll be a few more. So, I mean, probably have about 15, you know, hoping about 12 to 15 shows in first real year for the amphitheater. I mean, they've been open for a couple of years, but it was just doing like a couple shows here and there, and kind of we made a deal to come in and, you know, trying to make a thing of it and make a nice summer schedule there.
Yeah, and the reason I said if people know Nemacolin, it's nearby, there are places to stay. If people wanted to drive up and stick around and make a, you know, mini vacation. And I see John Anderson of Yes is also going to be there. So you got some great names. You could go to TimberRockAmp.com and get all the details. TimberRockAmp.com and Brian Drusky. Congratulations. This looks like it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it should be a good, as I said, it should be a good summer, and it's going to be a, you know, let's make sure we don't have any weather that interferes with us. But
well, you know all too well, and the world we live in, there are no guarantees on weather. But curious, how many seats, what's the seating capacity at Timber Rock?
Right around 3,000.
Well, that's a nice, comfortable crowd. Not too big, not too small. That's good stuff. All right, man. Good luck.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call this morning, and thank you for everything you do on your end too.
You got it. Brian Dresky, president of Dresky Entertainment. And again, that's timberrockamp.com if you'd like details. And we'll keep you posted here on KDKA.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, the countdown to the 2026 NFL Draft is underway on the North Shore. Visit Pittsburgh's Jared Bocker did the honors.
Pittsburgh is on the clock.
That's all he had to say. 345 days and counting.
Rite Aid will be closing 47 stores soon, while the rest of them will be sold off eventually.
Rite Aid in bankruptcy again, Larry. Residents in Derryboro, Westmoreland County, are going to be without the community's only pharmacy because Rite Aid is shutting down there.
And you wonder what happened. Rite Aid was such a brand in the region. What went wrong?
In the region, Larry, I think at one time they had over 4,000 stores around the country. Great big company. Everything's changed in the pharmacy business, hasn't it?
Well, they're trying to accelerate that change in a positive direction for consumers.
Well, tomorrow we're supposed to learn all about the Steelers' season schedule. But now you apparently have found out that we may learn today when they'll play in Dublin and which team they'll take on.
The NFL, so clever, that they have devised a organized leak program. So we found out who was going to play Game 1 on a Thursday night, and that's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl defending champs. And then we found out that Friday night, it's going to be a game in Brazil for the first time ever. And so we're going to find, let's see, I got it here. Chiefs and Chargers in Brazil. Now I see Troy Aikman and Joe Buck talking about upcoming leaked games. And we are supposed to hear about the Steelers' opponent and the date for the regular season game in Dublin.
When?
Sometime this morning.
Ah.
So,
okay.
I'm waiting for the news, or they promised us today we would know.
Yes, and finally people can get their travel plans nailed down.
Yeah, and as I mentioned to you earlier, if that's not correct, you won't see me tomorrow. But thanks, Paul. Yeah, we got to figure this out. Time for a Bloomberg update brought to you by UPMC, your partners in care. Away from the primary elections, of which there are many, but none bigger, perhaps, than the city of Pittsburgh. And joining us is incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey. Mayor, good morning. Mayor, how have you been? You're coming down a long stretch here as you get ready for this election. So 1 week out, what's left to say?
You know, hey, Larry, I feel good. I appreciate the opportunity to speak this morning. You know, we're still getting our word out about, you know, the incredible work we've done in my first term, and we look forward to continue to talk about housing, public safety, the NFL draft. You know, we're proud of our record, no more failing bridges. We're proud of the record that we put forth. So we're going to continue to talk about it all the way up to the day of election.
And as you know, the back and forth with you and Corey O'Connor, we appreciate, by the way, you being in studio last Thursday for our debate here at KDKA. That said,
I appreciate it. It was nice.
What is the most important and pressing issue that you see with this city moving forward?
Housing. We know that through the last 8 years, we've lost an incredible amount of people due to gentrification in the city. And, you know, we need housing. We need affordable housing. We need to make sure that we're moving people back into the city. And our agenda will continue to focus in my second term is how we keep Pittsburgh home, because we know housing is an extremely important issue in this region. And if we're going to stabilize our neighborhood, we have to do it through housing.
One of the issues that keeps coming up is the concern about crime downtown. What is the status from your eyes in the mayor's office as it sits today?
Yeah, the crime downtown has decreased. There's no question about it. When you talk to the restaurants that's downtown, they'll tell you every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday packed. You talk to the Arts and Cultural District. But in order to really change the perception, you have to build more housing downtown. You have to get more people on the streets downtown. If you look at other cities, the investments they're making in their downtown corridor is housing. And we have to do the same. We have to be laser focused. Like right now, the $600 million we got from the state over 10 years, when we know we're going to do 7 conversions, turning real estate commercial space into affordable housing, We have to continue to build a neighborhood downtown, and then that way we'll have more people on the streets, and we're on our way of, and we're on our way to, of doing that.
That said, there are 90 neighborhoods, as you're acutely aware, in the city of Pittsburgh. So what are you doing for people outside of downtown?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I was proud of that has not been done is that we got 12 low-income tax credit deals to build affordable housing all throughout the community. We just done one in Allentown using the affordable housing bond money that we got to be able to fill the gap there. We're getting ready to break ground in Homewood. We got $50 million working with Congresswoman Summer Lee to do Bedford Dwellings. We've done City's Edge. We've also worked with the Beacon Group, and we've done put money in the Lechie School. We got one down on the Mall Wharf. So that's what we've been doing in neighborhoods and in downtown to continue to build housing that's affordable for everybody. We are investing our money not only in downtown but in our neighborhoods, and that's the difference. And we, you know, and I'll be honest, we've been able to accomplish this in 3 years, and you know that's more than any administration has done in the last 20, and that's why we're proud of the record.
We're with Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey on KDKA. Mayor, this subject keeps coming up: public works and the challenges of under-budgeted and broken-down equipment. What is the status of that, and what will you do moving forward?
Yeah, you know, as they came out in the paper on another news outlet, that my administration has spent more money on our public works, Department of Public Works, and our fleet than it has been invested in 2 decades. My opponent knows that. He was on council for decades. The Department of Public Works had been underfunded when it came to getting trucks and things of that sort. In the last 3 years, we've invested $40 million in our fleet. We bought 121 fleet, and that's only a small caption of what we need. But when you went two decades, without investing properly into our Department of Public Works and fleet, you know, that's why they're in the condition that they're in. But we have invested over the last, in 2023, we've invested $40 million to get our fleet back up. So we're continuing to invest in our fleet, and we're turning the corner now. Before, we wasn't investing in our fleet. Now we are.
Mayor, if you're reelected, do you believe there is progress to be made with the nonprofits in this city, or is it irreparable?
I believe there will be progress that will be made. We will continue. Listen, 37% of our property is tax exempt. You know, the hardworking taxpayers of this city pay their fair share. They pay their fair share. And we want to make sure that the nonprofits is paying their fair share. And we will continue to work until we get an agreement with the nonprofits to pay their fair share. There's no reason why we have to put the burden of the tax bill on the residents. We need our nonprofits to pay our fair share. And Larry, let me be honest, it's not about what they want to pay, because the taxpayer of the city, they don't get an opportunity to determine what tax they want to pay. They have to pay taxes, and we believe that in the pilot program, our nonprofits should have to pay taxes so we can invest in our public safety, like police, fire, and EMS, so we can invest in our roads and our bridges, so we can invest in our fleet that serve this city every single day. So we will continue the work to have an agreement in place from our nonprofits to help move this city forward. The only way we're going to move the city forward is if we come together as a unit, but we can't allow people to dictate what they'll pay and what they won't. So that's another, you know, that's another difference between me and my opponent. My opponent, he agreed with the lawsuit. Then when he started getting in the donations from UPMC executives and board members, he changed his tune. We will not change our tune. We believe that in order for us to have a city for all, everybody must play their part.
And that said, in the final minute, Mayor, your pitch to voters, you have to energize the voting base for next Tuesday's primary. What's your final word?
On May 20th, vote for Ed Gainey, and we can continue to make this a city for all. We can continue to invest in affordable housing, stabilizing our neighborhoods, making sure that we're not gentrifying, but we're bringing people back into the community, creating a safe neighborhood where we reduce homicides by 33%, continuing to move property out of the land bank and getting it back on the tax rolls, continue to invest in own PGH so that we can create more and more homeowners, make sure that our budget is good, $4 million surplus. We got a bond rating increase from our bond rating agencies, lowest unemployment in Southwest PA, the NFL draft, 12 low-income tax credit deals to be able to invest in our community, $600 million for downtown development. We will continue to bring the investment here that demonstrates job growth in our region. And I'm very proud of the work that we've done. And I'm asking everybody on May 20th to vote for Ed Gainey for mayor for reelection. And I'll promise I'll continue to go to work for you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey, appreciate your time and accessibility, Mayor. Thank you and good luck. And we welcome our own Tamara Rush, direct from our newsroom. What's trending, T?
The greatest basketball, the GOAT of all time.
Michael Jordan.
Yes! Are you excited? He joins NBC.
He's going to be part of their...
contributor. Yes!
Well, that's
a big deal. Yes!
How did they con him out of retirement? I guess money.
Money. Money will bring you out, right? So, yeah, that's and people on social media are excited. People are saying the GOAT is definitely playing one more season before he retires. People think that he's going to come back. I don't know about that, but
probably could.
He could. I mean, hey, you see what's happening. People are saying it's the 3-point, you know, all you have to do is shoot threes and you in there. You good. Nobody plays basketball anymore.
Technology, you know, they could get artificial intelligence and, I don't know, figure out.
Yeah, people are saying, I'm sure he'll be better than LeBron if he were playing. People are saying that. Some people are saying the greatest NBA player of all time. People are saying they are excited. This is big. This is huge. We love him. It's great to see him. So, you know, people are excited about that.
They need a little boost, something different,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, then I watch it. It's like, it's kind of bland. Let's throw something against the wall and see if it's sticking. It did. It stuck with Michael.
All right.
Jamie Lee Curtis is firing back at the Zuckerberg. Yeah.
What did Mark Zuckerberg, who created Facebook?
She blasts Mark Zuckerberg over AI-generated commercial using her likeness without consent. So she messaged, Zuck and said, it comes to this at Zuck. Hi, we have never met. My name is Jamie Lee Curtis, and I have gone through every proper channel to ask you and your team to take down this totally AI fake commercial that I didn't authorize, agree to, or endorse.
This is going to be a issue that's not going away.
Yeah. I mean, we had talked a little bit about this yesterday and I brought it up to you. People can do the same thing with you guys. You're in the media, your voice, you, Marty, Colin. People can use your likeness and make money off of it. And people believe it. That's the most interesting thing about it. People just believe what they see.
Well, we talk about this every day and more, if you rely solely on social media, you're misinformed.
Yeah, but that's all that they have. People aren't walking around, Larry, with computers. They're walking around with the little phone that you can get more information in a matter of minutes or seconds, and people just see it and don't do their due diligence, don't look it up, don't search. And then a lot of things that are happening now, people are biased on this network, of course not, we're not here. But, you know, people believe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, but they believe what they see and read and hear. No one does any, they don't look deep. No one does a search. I mean, it's just take a couple of seconds to do that. But we are in this, we are in a space now where people just believe everything. And I think it's going to be.
I'll give you a really good example. Aaron Rodgers, somebody reported over the weekend that he had joined Neville, the golf club.
Right.
And that turned out not to be true. But all these people believed it. Meaning, if he's going to join a golf club, he's going to play here, right?
Right.
Then today, just for fun, tongue in cheek, someone put out, they saw Aaron Rodgers at Giant Eagle signing up for his Perks card. And they had a picture. I mean,
something like Neville Wood, not too many people. That could be a possibility. But Giant Eagle, nothing against Giant Eagle.
Getting his fuel perks.
But I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know. Social media is crazy. And then we transition to Rihanna. She posts her kids for Mother's Day, and she posts their name, RZA and Riot Rose, and people start coming for her, talking about how horrible the baby's names are. And then she shot back at the one who sent the message, and her name was Tatiana.
Where's she
from? And there
from?
You go.
Tatiana.
Bust down,
all right,
Tatiana.
That's what's trending with T.
Yes.
Thank you, T.
You're welcome.
All right. And last half hour, promised to bring you the story of this hostage release, the American from Gaza. CBS's Tom Hansen.
It says that Adnan has had his first conversation with his mother.
Seeing was believing in Adnan Alexander's hometown in New Jersey.
Let's go!
Hundreds of people watched Israeli TV as Hamas handed him over to the Red Cross, ending 584 days in captivity. In Israel, this was the scene when Alexander's family witnessed the same moment.
When you saw that image on the screen, what went through your mind?
It's just happiness. Like, it's not over, but it feels like we've gotten past the biggest hump.
Hours later, mother and son were reunited. Ben Esser and Michael Leshner went to Tenafly High School with Alexander.
Is this the Adnan that you guys know and have known for so many years? Did he look the same?
It's honestly just incredible that he is alive. He's truly a fighter and he's an incredible person. But looking at him, you know, he definitely looks, you know, much thinner. He looks a lot more pale than when, you know, he left, for sure.
Alexander, who holds American and Israeli citizenship, moved to Israel to serve in the Israel Defense Forces. He was stationed near the border with Gaza when Hamas attacked and was taken hostage.
What is the first thing that you're going to do or say when Adnan gets back here?
Welcome home and give him the biggest hug that he's ever received in his life. Squeeze him so hard and tell him that we love him.
The Alexander family is still figuring out when they will return to the United States. Adnan is currently undergoing medical treatment at a hospital in Tel Aviv. There are believed to be 58 hostages still in Gaza, nearly two dozen of them still believed to be alive. Tom Hansen, CBS News, Tenafly, New Jersey.
Boy, when you see his family and him being reunited since October 7th, 2 years ago. From the PJ Morning Show, Larry Richard, and a welcomed guest. His name, Thomas West. His aim is to be the mayor of Pittsburgh, running on the Republican ticket. And he joins us live on the Big K Morning Show. Thomas, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right for a Tuesday.
Great.
Week away from the primary, and people may want to know, why does a successful 48-year-old businessman from Highland Park running a men's clothing store called Trim in Lawrenceville, want to be the mayor of Pittsburgh?
Because I see the promise that this city has. I see the possibilities that this city has. And I've seen it firsthand from many people across the city. And we can do so much better. We just aren't doing it. And I feel like I want to take Pittsburgh to the next level and make us competitive on a national scale again. We haven't been competitive for a very long time. And I feel like the families in the city of Pittsburgh and businesses in the city of Pittsburgh deserve a lot better.
And for those that don't know, you come to us from Greene County originally, almost 25 years ago, but you spent time as a television news producer for WPXI and WTAE. So you have seen a lot of the good, the bad, and the ugly of the city.
I have. Being a TV news producer, it was part of my job and, you know, keeping elected officials accountable. But only that, but seeing where we've faltered, seeing promises that were made and not kept. And I feel like I wanted to get involved in this because I got frustrated. I got frustrated while I was working in TV news, but then I wanted to become an entrepreneur. And I was like, where can I be an entrepreneur? And what do I want to open? And I decided after 15 years of being in TV news that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to take that risk and be out there. And so I've seen, yes, like you said, I've seen the ups and I've seen the downs. And I've also seen for many, too many years, complacency. Not a competitive spirit anymore, definitely in city government. So when I've seen it, when I've seen all this throughout the 15 years, now 11 years of owning my own business, I thought, you know, I can sit here and complain about things. I can hear the complaints, or I can jump in and actually do something about it. So that's what I did. I jumped in and I was like, here I am. I have my message. I have my competitiveness coming through. So I wanted to get involved and help change the city. The future of the city of Pittsburgh.
We're with Thomas West, a Republican candidate for mayor in the city of Pittsburgh. He's battling Tony Moreno, a former Pittsburgh police officer. That said, you know the history in this town. And for those that don't know, in a primary, you can only vote inside your party. So this is a Republican vote against Tony first in a primary. That said, there hasn't been a Republican mayor since the 30s. So it's an uphill battle. What makes you think you have a chance?
Well, I think from talking to people, people are just, they're fed up. And this is from across the political spectrum. And when they get fed up, they just leave the city of Pittsburgh. And we've been seeing that a mass exodus since 1960. So what I think is, I think people, we're at a moment right now where people, they know that things aren't working. They've seen it not work for too long. And I feel like, just for example, I've had Democrats come to me and say, hey, I'm registering as a Republican so that I can vote for you in the primary. I've also, just yesterday, I got a phone call from somebody who said, would it count if I'm a Democrat, but I vote Republican? Would it count if I wrote your name in on the Democrat ticket? And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. But there's a lot of frustration out there, and I'm seeing it every day. And the support that I'm getting from across the political spectrum is fantastic. I didn't know what to expect getting into it, but I feel like we're at a point right now that we can take Pittsburgh in a new dynamic direction where we can sit there and say our best days are ahead of us. And I think people are seeing that. People want that. They're tired of what has been. They're tired of all the failing policies. They're tired of taxpayers, being attacked all the time. Like if you have failed policies, city government just lays it on the taxpayer because of their failed policies. So I think there's an energy that I have not seen in the city before. And that's why I think we have a good chance putting up a big battle coming up in the November election.
We're with Thomas West. And if you should not get the mayor's seat or win the primary, will you explore other opportunities to be a public servant too?
It's so funny. So I did not set out to be a politician. I just was a frustrated taxpayer and a frustrated business owner. And I just got into this race because I think I can make a difference in the city of Pittsburgh. And I've been asked that question from friends. I've been asked that question from people I don't know. And I didn't set out to be a politician. I literally just want to get in this to make a difference. I have a successful business in Lawrenceville. Right now my focus is on the primary and then the general election. I'm a religious person. I feel like I'm on a path set out for me. Wherever that takes me, I'm not sure. But what I would say is there's an energy in this city that I've not felt before. And like I said, I did not get into this for name recognition. I just got into this because I want to make a difference as a frustrated taxpayer and as a frustrated business owner.
We appreciate your time this morning, Thomas. 1 week till the primary. Best of luck.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thomas West, Republican candidate for mayor. And coming up, we will hear the challenger, Corey O'Connor, to Ed Gainey next. Hey, morning show. We welcome Allegheny County Controller, who wants to be the mayor of the city of Pittsburgh, Corey O'Connor. 1 week till the primary. Corey, how you feeling this morning?
I'm tired.
It's been a road, I know, back and forth and a long journey, but by next Tuesday night, we'll know. And for those that don't know, we just mentioned you can only vote inside your party in a primary, so this is a Democratic battle in your case, and there hasn't been a Republican mayor since the 30s, so in all intents and purposes, this is it. And Corey, thinking about this job, what is the most important change that you would make if you're elected mayor? Lose Corey?
With the public.
Go ahead, Corey. Start over again. We lost you for just a moment.
Hello?
Thank you.
Oh,
we got
sorry.
You.
No, I think, you know, transparency is definitely number one, and stability in government. You know, we have to be transparent with the public. We're sleepwalking into another financial crisis. The public has every right to know about that. And, you know, we know this is a phantom budget just to get through, you know, the next week of an election. So we have to be transparent, not only on that, but transparent with public safety, transparent with how many actual housing units we're building. You know, that's one thing that, you know, being the county controller, transparency is everything to all of us. You need to know where your tax dollars are going and how we're spending them so they affect the most people and help more and more people across this city. And right now, that's definitely lacking in this administration.
And for those that don't know, exactly, a controller is really a watchdog, in your case, for the county, correct? And that means you know what the numbers are.
Correct. And I think, you know, the scary part is, you know, for the last couple of years, I've been, you know, signaling about the financial crisis in the county. And now you're seeing the same trends in the city. And I was on council when we worked to fight to get out of Act 47 so that we had the ability to pay our employees more money. And in the last 3 years since I've been gone, it's spend, 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 higher, higher, higher. And that's how you get back into a deficit. Without growth, I think if you were going to ask me number two, it's got to be growth. There's got to be opportunities, creating new jobs, creating new companies in this city. You know, we had the debate last week with you, asked the mayor about three companies that want to locate in Pittsburgh, couldn't name one. And I think, you know, for me, it's going to be calling the small businesses that are here, the new entrepreneurs that are here, helping them to expand, but then also take Pittsburgh again nationally and globally, reaching out to companies because we have land and we have space. And that takes leadership to do that because we have to grow our tax base again. And we're not seeing that right now.
What is your plan to make downtown a safer place?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, number one is the comfort level downtown. So, you know, we have to have a full-time chief of police so that our officers know where they're going to be deployed each and every day. But then it comes down to vibrancy. You know, making sure that these empty spaces aren't being wasted. You know, we have empty buildings all over downtown. And yes, we can do some conversions to housing, but not every building can be built for housing. So we have to look outside the box to reuse these spaces. Can we use them for light manufacturing? Can we use them for clean energy? Can we also offer them to our young artists and musicians who can use that space, let's say on a Wednesday afternoon, to create a vibe, a buzz? Working with partners like Point Park who want to expand downtown. Imagine bringing 300 new students into downtown with Point Park. That's huge. And then it also goes to helping our most needy. You know, when people walk downtown and they see individuals who are struggling, you know, they're concerned and they want people to get help. And, you know, the other day, a couple of times we go to shelters across this county, and I went to one where we went to a veteran shelter. A guy I see every day at the county, he's an employee of the county, was in the shelter. And these are people that impact us each and every day, and we don't realize it because we're not providing the support that those individuals need to get back on their feet. What we're doing now, moving people around, is not actually solving the root cause of this. We have to look at mental health,
drug and alcohol addiction. We're currently doing an audit in my office right now on those things and bridging those gaps in services so that our most needy actually get support, not just for a day, but for long-term support. And those are the things that you do right away if you become the mayor.
How you feeling 1 week out from the primary, Corey?
Oh, I feel good. My wife had to go out of town for work, so I have both kids, and they are going to make a lot of campaign stops this evening. I can tell you that much.
Well, we appreciate your accessibility, and thank you for the time today. Good luck a week from now.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Corey O'Connor, who is the candidate, right, currently the Allegheny County Comptroller, wants to be the next mayor of Pittsburgh. That's Paul Rasmussen, and it's official. Just released a moment ago from the Steelers. They have announced that they would play in Dublin, Ireland. Of course, that came in February. And the league announced that the Steelers will host the Minnesota Vikings Sunday, September 28th. So they got the date right for the game at Croke Park.
But it's not the Packers, it's the Vikes.
Yes, another team from the NFC. And kickoff will be at 9:30 a.m. Eastern that day, which is 2:30 local time in Dublin, Ireland. So I promised you, I like
the start time on that. You know me, I'm an early riser. I like starting off with football. When I was growing up, the early games came on Sunday at 10 a.m. out in the Mountain Time Zone. And I loved that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I've never experienced that living in the East. Now, I've traveled over the years, certainly out West, but I never watched a Steelers game in a time zone other than Eastern.
Yeah. It's kind of cool because the late games would be over sometime between 4 and 5 o'clock, and then you still had plenty of time to get stuff done on Sunday night.
Yeah,
but then they threw Sunday night football into the mix, and that changed everything.
So this just broke, officially. So
this is what we were expecting then, the 28th.
Yes.
Okay.
So the date was correct, and AAA kind of had a sense of that since February,
They've been planning ahead of time based on that.
Yeah,
so there's not a lot of rearranging they're going to have to do, if any at all. Yeah,
none. It's all set.
If you bought a package, you're good.
You're good to go. And they had done this hoping for 60, and at last count, they doubled that and then opened up another trip.
Wow.
So there's going to be...
You're leading a mob over there. That's what's going on, a mob of Steelers fans.
I'm so excited. This is official. So this just came in, the NFL leaking, they're doing this all over the networks, the different networks that carry NFL football. So I think it's pretty darn exciting to me anyway. Steelers. We're going to take over Dublin. Forget about the Viking fans.
And you know what I've heard over and over again is the Pittsburghers and Pittsburgh Steelers fans from wherever that are going to be there for the game, who've never been there before, will go away really impressed with the Irish people and their hospitality.
You know, I just was having this conversation. Someone asked me, have you ever been to Ireland before? I was once with my dad and my sister Nancy. My grandmother on my dad's side, 100% Irish from the county Cork, and got to visit the island, went all the way from Dublin, worked our way across to Galway, which is on the western side of the island. And I joked to my dad and sister that Galway looks like Southside with an ocean. I mean, it's all these eclectic little bars and restaurants and shops. But in Dublin, the home of Guinness, I imagine, will be frequented by many Steelers fans. The capacity at Croke Park, which is a soccer field, is 86,000 and change. So a huge chunk of that is going to be Pittsburgh Steelers fans, and they will take over Dublin. We are going to be in force. So,
and you're hard to miss, too, when you're waving terrible towels and wearing black and yellow.
Oh, yeah. And the Vikings fans, I don't know, we don't have a lot of interaction with Vikings fans here. So I imagine they'll show up with those horns on their helmet.
Oh, wow.
So again, it's official. Steelers will be the home team against the Minnesota Vikings Sunday, September 28th, the NFL Dublin debut. Kickoff at 9:30 Eastern, 2:30 local time in Ireland. The game will be broadcast on the NFL Network. NFL Game Pass on DAZN will broadcast all 2025 international games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
International markets outside of the U.S. And by tomorrow night at 8,
we'll know the whole schedule.
We'll know the whole schlemiel.
Schlemazel. Hoss and Pfeffer Incorporated.
This is the moment we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Good news.
A lot of people looking forward to that. And you've not been to Ireland, do you have?
No, I've not.
You've been to France.
I have been to the continent, but not to the UK. Yes. That's something I need to do. I need to get to London, Dublin, right? Probably up to Edinburgh, and then over to Italy. I want to check out Florence and Rome. Those are some places I haven't been.
Hey, Paul, you got to go to that Steelers bar, La Botticella, near the Vatican Rome.
I saw that they had a statue in there. I'm not sure if it was a statue of Christ or if it was a statue of Mary or some other saint, but there's a Steelers helmet on the top, so you can't tell.
I've been there. It's Jesus.
Is it? Okay.
It's a statue of Jesus. It's about 18 inches tall. It's on the bar.
And it's got a great big helmet.
It's got a Steelers, not the black helmet. It's got the gold helmet, you know, when they wore those kind of throwbacks. And I said to the owner, Giovanni Poggi, I said, isn't this a little sacrilegious? And he goes, oh, no. He goes, the bishop was just here last week from Pittsburgh. He said, that's great. So Steelers, Ireland. Vikings, September 28th. Here we go. Pittsburgh Steelers and Minnesota Vikings, Sunday, September 28th in Dublin, Ireland. It is official. And Lynn Hayes Freeland, we check in every Tuesday with Lynn. You know who would be loving this? Is the late Ambassador Dan Rooney. Ambassador.
Oh, without a doubt.
He and his wife, Patricia, would be absolutely thrilled that this was happening. The first regular season game in Ireland, and excited that it's coming early in the season, and it'll be a great weekend for Pittsburghers. You ever been to Ireland?
Now, did I overhear you say that we would all be going?
Sure. Station I think trip? There are still some room left. Contact AAA. Okay. Drop my name. See if that works.
There you go. There you go. And I think it's great. And you're absolutely right. Given the Rooney family connection, historically, it makes it very exciting. And I would love to go. So when you get that extra ticket, Larry, just let me know.
All right. I'll give you a buzz. Meanwhile, we had three of the four mayoral candidates. We are going to get in touch with Tony Moreno, too, probably tomorrow. But give them a one-week out chance to get their final pitch in. And again, I emphasize for people that don't know, you can only vote in a primary in Pennsylvania inside your party. But for all intents and purposes, the Democratic ticket is the race, right?
Well, it really is. In fact, I don't know the exact year, but I know if you look back historically, there is not a track record for a Republican candidate or a Republican mayoral winner in the city of Pittsburgh. It's kind of interesting to me, though, as I listened to the incumbent, Ed Gainey, I listened to Corey O'Connor, and I listened to Mr. West, and the Republicans, I'm going to put them in a separate category for now, because the realities are, while there are some fundamental differences between Gainey and O'Connor, I think there are a lot of things that they're pretty much on the same page on. So I think that race comes down to a lot of personal preference, personal loyalties to the individual candidates. You know, they're talking a lot about this affordable housing. Yet in the same breath, there's a big conversation in Pittsburgh about the unhoused. Somehow or another, I see those two things as being connected. You can't address the issue of the unhoused unless you address in some level the lack of affordable housing. They seem to fit together to me. Some of the other things, other issues, Ed and Corey aren't that far apart. So I don't know if that's just my take on it or not, but I've listened to all the debates. I think they've ranged from angry and shouting to realization that they aren't that far apart. But I think it's all going to come down to voter turnout.
I agree. And I was looking at the forecast, too, because it's so critical. Typically, in a primary, you don't get as many as you would for an election in November,
right?
The general election. But next Tuesday looks like no rain so far and a high near 70. So there should be no weather excuses for people not to show up. And the fact that we're talking about it, Lynn, that this is the election for mayor based on history. So that should motivate people who are really passionate for one candidate or the other to get out and vote.
Well, and there does seem to be, there appear to be two groups of passionate voters out there. When you hear or you listen to the folks that are supporting Mayor Gainey, they're passionate about that. And they're passionate about wanting to see him serve a second term. On the other side, those supporters of Corey O'Connor have the same kind of passion. The challenge is going to be getting those voters that are outside of that passionate circle, getting them to the polls. And you're right. I mean, weather is a big factor. I've never understood how people could use rain or in November, you know, snow and ice as a reason not to get to the polls. I am a firm believer that you vote in each and every election. It doesn't matter whether it's a presidential race or a mayoral race, as they say, you know, it comes down to local politics. And for the city of Pittsburgh, that's what this is, local politics. I mean, there's some other things, like I guess there are a lot of open seats on county council, but I just don't think that county council gets the same attention that city council does.
And the really important races are some of the boards for school board around the region. A good reason to vote, because in many ways they can change a school district's daily life and they make a lot of really important decisions.
Sure they do. And that impacts taxes, you know, what, depending on whatever financial situations that particular school district is up against. I know there are several unchallenged positions on Pittsburgh Public School Board. I'll be honest, I'm not as familiar with some of the school board openings in the broader community. But, you know, I mean, our schools are in trouble. Not for necessarily any fault of their own, but school districts are still trying to recover from the pandemic. Students are trying to recover from the pandemic. And so I think the current school boards will have a big impact on how well our kids are going to really recover.
Absolutely. And think about what other stories have really piqued your interest. Put it that way. And when we come back, we'll talk about it with Lynn Hayes Freeland on the Big K Morning Show. And 10 till 2, it is Marty Griffin. We'll check in with Get Marty in just a few minutes. We continue our conversation like we do every Tuesday with Lynn Hayes Freeland. And you can see Lynn on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. So, Lynn, this prescription drug executive order, hopefully for many people it will bear fruit and lower prices, but a lot of people aren't sure exactly what's going to transpire.
Well, because we don't know at this point, Larry, and I have to admit, as someone who is now more seasoned in life, things like, you know, what does Medicare cover? What doesn't it cover? What does my supplemental insurance cover and how much? Those are all major concerns of mine. And I literally have associates that are making still those hard decisions. Do they pay for this or do they pay for their medicines? I am amazed at the cost of medication. I am frightened by the cost of medication. And I swear every time I go to the doctor, they say, well, we're going to try this. Here's how much it should cost. But then I get to the drugstore and it's about five times what the doctor told me it should cost. So I am waiting with bated breath to see what this all looks like, how it comes down. Because, you know, historically, people in this country have gone to Canada, have gone to Mexico because the cost of the same drugs are so much cheaper there. So I am anxiously awaiting to see what it is, because the realities are when you have prescription drugs that are running $600, $700, $800 a month, you can't afford them. You can't afford them on a regular basis anyway. So I'm fascinated by that.
Well, I will be very curious to see where this goes. So I asked you before the break, what was top of mind for you in terms of your week of news since we talked last Tuesday?
Well, I'll tell you what, the drug thing was definitely, it's on my list. The other thing, however, that, well, two other things. One is significant. One is just kind of fun. But I'm so excited about the NFL draft coming to Pittsburgh. I think it's an opportunity for a lot, the country, at least, at the very least, to get a perspective on Pittsburgh that hasn't been seen before. You know, people know Pittsburgh as the Smoky City. They know the Pittsburgh Steelers. They know the Pittsburgh Pirates more from their heyday. But a lot of folks around the country don't know anything else about the city of Pittsburgh. So I'm excited about what this draft will bring the attention it will bring to our city. I'm also excited about the opportunities that will come to local businesses, provided that they do the legwork and step up. But I just think it's an exciting thing. I can't wait. I will be in town for the draft without a doubt, because I just think it's going to be a very exciting moment for our city.
Well, they unveiled down there on the North Shore between Aquashore and the river, the ceremonial clock where it's counting down in real time, 345 days, including the minutes and seconds. Then the NFL draft will come to the city. And as you know, there's been a lot of big plans by a lot of different stakeholders to work toward that. So you can't just flip a switch. Work is already underway.
And it makes sense. And I don't know if you've seen the countdown clock, but I saw it on the front page of the Post-Gazette and the Trib, and I'm going to be in Pittsburgh in the next couple of days. I can't wait. That's going to be my first stop when I come in from the airport, because I want to see that countdown clock. Again, maybe I am unique in all this excitement that I have, but I am very excited about it. And I just think it has so much potential for our city. And the fact that so many other partners in this are investing in our city, from the NFL, from the cultural, you know, there's so many folks who are doing things to make the city better. Now, there's no question we need to deal with the issue of downtown before we get to that draft. I was in town a couple weeks ago, and I was somewhat disheartened by the mood or the atmosphere in downtown. It also made me think, Larry, I can remember a time when, and it was the Wood Street Station that gathered all the attention, and you would always see Pittsburgh Public School Police in that area driving around. And it made me wonder, because there are so many kids now that go to charter schools and independent schools downtown, But what happened to the presence? What happened to that public school or school police presence that at least kept things orderly? Does that still exist?
No. And the one thing Ed Gainey says that really resonated, and this is a while ago, is that it's never going to be your grandfather's downtown Pittsburgh. You know, there's no Kaufman's, Gimbel's, Horn's, Macy's, Lazarus. All those places are gone. And those used to be big draws, as you knew. There were movie theaters downtown. There were destination places. And the cultural district provides that now. So in the cultural district, when it's patrolled and there are people, it's very vibrant and you feel safe there. But if you step around, yeah, it can be sketchy.
It's a different atmosphere. And to that point, I was in town a couple weeks ago for a conference, and one of the out of town guests said to me, "Hey, I need to get some sandals. Is there a store downtown that I can walk to and get some sandals?" And I was like, yeah, that's going to be a challenge. There is a Target, but I'm not sure they have shoes in that Target. There's a Burlington. Don't know what they have these days because they've both kind of, they're both smaller stores. And I ended up saying, your best bet is going to be going to a mall because I just don't know that you can get something as basic as a summer shoe in downtown Pittsburgh.
All right. When are you flying to the Berg?
Friday. I'll be there Friday.
Well, it's going to be Atlanta-like, 85 and sunny.
I've been checking the forecast, and I'm excited about that. Because I was there a couple weeks ago. It was on the cooler side, and I misjudged just how cool it was. I did not bring a heavier coat, so I definitely checked the weather, and I'll be ready for it. I'm glad it's going to be warm. It's been averaging between 80 and 90 down here. In fact, the swimming pool in my subdivision is already open. Not that I'm rubbing that in or anything.
Thanks. But we're only 2 weeks away from Memorial Weekend. A lot of people open their pools then. Lynn, safe travels home, and we'll talk next Tuesday.
All right, Larry, thanks.
Lynn Hayes-Breedland on the Big K Morning Show. And coming up, we're going to check in with Marty Griffin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.